The following is a relevant radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
Discovering our extraordinary God in the ordinary things of life. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
Well, I'm so glad to be back with you. I had to be away for a couple of days for meetings and programs and things like that with my religious community. You probably didn't even notice, but no, I'm just kidding. James noticed because he was a dark cloud had descended over his demeanor for the last few days, but now I can tell he's back to normal. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop. Really glad to be with you. I'm Father Matthew, and as we dive in, I just mentioned that I was away because as I was away, I saw this particular story pop up. And I've been going back and forth about whether to even bring this up, whether to even mention this. In part because I'm conflicted about, about criticizing Christians who are out there trying to spread the message of Jesus and his church. On the other hand, it's just so far beyond the pale because it appropriates Catholic terminology, and my sensibilities were just kind of on overdrive watching this, getting frustrated. I'm talking about a church in San Francisco, Episcopalian church, that is hosting an event that was reportedly called a Beyoncé Mass. James, am I pronouncing that right? Is it Beyoncé or Beyoncé? Beyoncé. James is trying to communicate. Yeah. I wish I was more up on pop culture and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not. I'm sorry. They are hosting on the 25th of April an event called the Beyoncé Mass. Beyoncé Mass. James is helping me. He's going to correct me every time when I, I saw that and I thought, what is that? What I think it is, because when I think of Mass, I think of the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice, the representation of Jesus on the cross. Well, that term, of course, is used by Catholics. It's used maybe by Anglo-Catholics, that is to say, Anglicans who adhere to the Catholic belief on these things. Beyond that, I think the word Mass is not being used appropriately here, and that's really what to me is drew my attention to it. This got a lot of press, actually. The Huffington Post picked it up. A lot of different media places picked up on it. Why? Because it's a Mass. Well, it's not a Mass. Let me stop. This is not a Mass. It's an event that's using the music of Beyoncé to try and bring attention to women's issues, to black women and theology of women, feminist theology, things like this that are just not what the Mass is for. But it's also, I think, it's a PR event. I mean, it's a way to get people to darken the door of a church with attracting people through pop music. You know, I saw a lot of criticism of the appropriation of the name on Twitter, on social media. Actually, some of the harshest critiques saying this is a return to paganism, and now we are worshiping our pop culture icons. I mean, it's not that far from the truth if you look at how people are celebrated. I don't know that this particular church is doing that. It's not that far from the truth when you look at how people are engaging with pop culture, with music, the way that we really worship things inside of our culture and people and movements and feelings. And on the other hand, I look and think, you can't have a Mass dedicated to anybody but Jesus. You can't have, I mean, to me, that's why it's, to me, I know even inside of the Catholic Church, people say, oh, we're going to have a hip-hop Mass. we're going to have a dance music mass. I look and I go, no, you can't do that, because the mass is the mass is the mass is the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. The representation, it's the celebration of the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. And it's always about Jesus. It's always about, yeah, and we bring ourselves there. It's true. We bring the sinfulness that we have to that place and we gather together as a community. But this tendency happens not only in particular churches like the one I mentioned that are outside of Catholic churches, not even maybe in your parish where the liturgy is maybe not celebrated as well as you'd like, and maybe where there's a lot of work that we still have to do inside of our church to celebrate the liturgy better. It's happening because we as individuals have this tendency to worship that which is not God, be it false idols made out of gold or false idols in the form of entertainers, false idols in the form of our satisfaction, the desires that we seek out. I know it's interesting to me. We find it difficult sometimes to understand the Old Testament. For example, Moses has brought the people right out of Egypt. Moses has helped people turn away from their idols. Moses goes up Mount Sinai, receives the Ten Commandments, comes down the mountain after a short time, 40 days, and what does he find? That the people had reverted back to idolatry. They had crafted out of their own hands another idol to worship, a golden calf. And to our minds, it sounds so ridiculous, right? How could they be so dense? The people, how could they worship a golden calf? I know. You read that, I read that, and we think, we would never do that. I would never bow down before a golden statue. I would never bow down and worship something made by human hands, and yet we do. We do because we still sin, don't we? And we create idols out of things in the world. And this is where I know that instead of pointing the finger at other people, first of all, let me say I don't want to say I take offense. It's very disappointing to me, and it's to me disingenuous to call an event like this a mass. It's just wrong, right? It's a misappropriation of that phrase, and I think that that's to me it's just wrong to do. Well, the reason I say it, I don't want to say it offends me is because that's not the principal concern here, whether my feelings are hurt or not, right? the principal concern is this the truth, right? And I think it's not true to say that. So I do want to say that, right, and make that clear. That's where I stand on that particular thing. But instead of me, harping on how other people are using Catholic things in ways they shouldn't, how other people are even sometimes presenting people as queens of a particular culture as idols even to be worshipped, or models that maybe don't have all the Christian values we should look to hold up. I look and I think, well, look at my life. I'm still a sinner. I still make idols out of things. I know it's not golden calves per se, but it's my own plans that I put before God. It's my own wishes that I put before him. It's my choices, the way I think, right? This is what happens in every sin. In fact, in a certain way, we could say that every sin is a form of idolatry. We're worshiping ourselves. We're taking God out of the place where he should have the only sole focus of our life, and we decide to become selfish and worship something else. Worship ourselves, worship other people, worship money, worship, you name it. We're still doing it. Even after all of these centuries, millennia, we're still worshiping false idols. And I see it as an invitation. Maybe you and I, we look at this culture and we think, this is crazy. How could people do this? How could people exalt pop culture to a level that's greater than our encounter with Jesus? How could people misappropriate these things? Well, it's because you and I fall into the same trap at a different level, maybe. And we need to call out that when it happens, externally, but you and I personally also need to evaluate, how am I falling into sin? How am I creating idols in this world and then falling down and worshiping them? All right, that's enough of that. I do want to share with you, when I get back after a quick time out here, I was traveling yesterday and had an incredible, well, every time I travel, it feels like there's an incredible encounter. In this case, I met somebody, and you talk about providence and God's hand working in things. I want to share that with you coming up, how God connects us in the most surprising, amazing ways, and how we need to be looking out for God working in our life, right? I'm Father Matthew. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop. I'll be right back.